听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thank you for taking the time to join us today and study English. Well, today let's celebrate the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. Today, if Lincoln were still alive, he'd be 200 years old. Yes, Abraham Lincoln, of course, is famous for his humility, his wisdom, and his great speeches, but there's so much more to this man. Through his strong leadership, Lincoln shaped the lives of millions of Americans. Now, two words to know for today's lesson are cabin and educate. Cabin. Annie's family is staying at their cabin in the mountains. And educate, as in Melissa educates students on how to clean up the environment. Okay, join us now for the reading, which is found on page 22.
Happy birthday, Abraham Lincoln. Meet one of America's greatest presidents. 200 years ago today, Abraham Lincoln, one of America's greatest presidents, was born. As America's 16th president, he guided the United States through a very difficult period in history. Born in a one-room cabin, Abraham Lincoln grew up poor and worked on the family farm. Lincoln went to school less than 1 year, but he loved to read and educated himself. Law and government interested him, and he became a powerful debater. His debates made him popular and led to his election as president in 1860.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide, and thank you for joining us for our history article today. We're going to be meeting one of America's greatest presidents.
And this president is called Abraham Lincoln. In fact, today is his birthday, so that's why our article is called Happy Birthday, Abraham Lincoln.
And I think it's also someone else's birthday here, isn't it?
Yes, it's my birthday today, too.
That's
I share a birthday with this great American president.
So happy birthday, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Our article says that he's one of America's greatest presidents. Many Americans consider him to be the greatest American president in U.S. history.
Well, when was he born? Well, he was born 200 years ago today on February 12th.
And he is America's 16th president. Now, we are on our 44th president in America today, but back then, presidents were still very new and the country was still very young, and so Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president.
200 years ago, America was going through a very difficult time. So when Abraham Lincoln became president, he led the country through a very difficult time. Our article says he guided the United States through a difficult period of history.
Yes, and this word period here means a time in history, a period in history, or a time period. Now, Abraham Lincoln is very, very famous. If you have seen the American penny, he is the one that is on the American penny.
Now, Abraham Lincoln wasn't born the president, so let's learn a little bit about his history first. Born in a one-room cabin, Abraham Lincoln grew up poor. And let's take a look at that word cabin before we go any further. The word cabin refers to what, Chip?
Well, a cabin is especially at that time, cabin was usually a one-room building or one-room house, and we actually still have cabins today. They're usually not in the city. They're usually out in the countryside.
Yes, and cabins are small. Usually they are made of wood. And sometimes we have cabins where we call them log cabins. And logs are just the trunks of trees. So Abraham Lincoln grew up in a one-room cabin because his family was very poor.
He was poor and he worked on a family farm. So they were involved in agriculture and farming.
And like many people back in Abraham Lincoln's time, he didn't get to go to school for very long because he was expected to help on his family farm. Our article says that Lincoln went to school less than 1 year. That's not very much time. But he loved to read and educated himself. Now, educated there means he taught himself. He learned on his own, and he was still a very smart man.
Yes, and if we say someone is educated, then it means that they have got a lot of education. They have gone to school and learned many things. So Abraham Lincoln, he worked very hard, he loved to read, and I think he was pretty smart. He educated himself.
That's very surprising that the 16th president of the United States only went to school for 1 year and eventually became president. And he was a very, very good and effective president, even though he only went to school for 1 year.
Yes, and as he educated himself, he decided that law and government interested him. And from there, he became a powerful debater. Chip, that word debater is a more information word. What does it mean?
Well, a debater is simply a person who debates. And that word debate is a verb, or it can also be a noun. Now, when you debate with someone, usually that means that you are arguing or possibly not arguing, but discussing or talking about giving your opinion to somebody and your reasons for your opinion.
And in a debate, usually there are two sides, and often they have opposite opinions. So you have to debate. You have to see and give your reasons. So Abraham Lincoln, he was a very powerful debater. In fact, Chelsea, what does our text tell us about his debates?
Our text tells us that his debates made him popular, and that is what led to his election as president. Let's stick around and go to some more facts on Abraham Lincoln at a glance.
Abe Lincoln facts at a glance. At age 7, Abe shot a turkey. He felt so guilty that he never hunted again. Abe was 6'4" tall and weighed 180 pounds. He wore size 14 shoes. Abe worked as a farm worker, a clerk, a store owner, a surveyor, a postal worker, a lawyer, and a politician. While only formally educated for a year, Lincoln received honorary degrees from famous universities like Columbia and Princeton.
Mister, why are you wearing that tall black hat and a beard?
I want to be like Abraham Lincoln. He's my hero.
Well, I like him too. He was one of America's greatest presidents.
Did you know he grew up in a one-room cabin? He was very poor.
I know. He only went to school for 1 year. How lucky. But he read a lot, and he educated himself.
He was interested in law and government, and became a powerful debater. That made him popular.
Oh, yeah. He was so popular that he was elected president in 1860.
Being president wasn't easy.
It never is.
Lincoln worked hard and held America together during the Civil War.
He also ended slavery. He freed millions of slaves.
Yes, he was a great man. That's why Abraham Lincoln is my hero.
I'm glad you like him, but you don't have to look like him.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Happy birthday, Abraham Lincoln. That is the title of today's lesson, in which we take a quick peek at one of America's most famous presidents, Abraham Lincoln. In the next section of the lesson, we'll look at the two things Lincoln is most remembered for. Before we do, though, let's preview the word slave. Slaves were very glad to get their freedom. Let's also look at the phrasal verb, hold together, as in Jim's grandmother held the family together during his mother's illness. Okay, this portion of the reading begins at the top of page 23.
Happy birthday, Abraham Lincoln. During his presidency, America's Civil War began. He worked very hard to keep the U.S. together as one nation during that time. He also ended slavery, freeing millions of slaves. But on April 14, 1865, tragedy struck when Abraham Lincoln was shot while watching a play. He died the following day. Abraham Lincoln is remembered as a strong man who held America together. And his humble beginnings continue to show people that anything is possible for those who work hard.
Hi, welcome back. We're talking about Abraham Lincoln, one of America's greatest presidents in history.
Yes, and our text says that during his presidency, America's Civil War began. Now first, let's take a look at this word presidency. Now we know that a president is the leader of a country that does not have a king or queen. So the presidency is the time this president is in power. And for Abraham Lincoln, 1 year after he began his presidency, our text tells us that the Civil War began. Now, a civil war is a war that takes place in one country. It has two different sides, but it's the same country fighting. So in America, when we refer to the Civil War, we're talking about the northern states and the southern states fighting over the topic of slavery, which we're going to talk about shortly.
The American Civil War was based not only on slavery, but also the economy. The economy of the northern states was different from the economy of the southern states, and that was part of the reason that the southern states were fighting against the northern states and causing the Civil War.
Yes, and the southern states, they wanted to be a separate country. Now imagine, if you're the president of a country that is going through civil war and some states want to separate, it's like being a parent and your children are fighting with each other and you feel very sad and you feel like there's a lot of pressure. But Abraham Lincoln worked very, very hard to keep the U.S. together as one country during that hard time.
There's a good chance that if Abraham Lincoln had not tried very hard to keep the country together, there's a good chance that we could actually have a northern America and a northern United States and a southern United States that would not be one united country.
Now, what Abraham Lincoln is probably most well known for in this Civil War and during his presidency is the next part of our text. It says, he also ended slavery, freeing millions of slaves. Let's look at that word slaves first. A slave is a person who is the property of someone else. Slavery is not a good thing. Being a slave is not a fair thing. But back during Abraham Lincoln's time, There were black people who were slaves and had to work for white people, and they had very hard lives.
People paid money and people bought slaves. So what would happen would be slave traders. This was a business. They would go to Africa and they would bring people from Africa to America and sell them to other people. And people bought slaves, and slaves worked on many farms and helped in many industries in America during that time.
So Abraham Lincoln was very important in the freeing of the slaves from slavery and changing the country so that it no longer kept people as slaves.
So the word slavery means a system of having slaves. But Chelsea, what happened on April 14th in 1865? This is the year that the Civil War ended.
That's right, Esther. The Civil War did end this year. However, tragedy struck for Abraham Lincoln. Let's go to Liz on Grammar on the Go, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what happened to Abraham Lincoln.
Hi, friends. Greetings from Washington, D.C. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I've decided to come down here to the Lincoln Memorial, seeing that it's Abraham Lincoln's birthday today. He was born on February 12, 1809, and according to our article for today, on April 14, 1865, tragedy struck when Abraham Lincoln was shot while watching a play. Notice the phrase, tragedy struck. It's a very short way to say a terrible thing happened. Of course, you could say, on April 14, 1865, something terrible happened when Abraham Lincoln was shot while watching a play. But that just sounds so wordy. To keep things short and dramatic, consider using this sentence pattern. Tragedy struck when. For example, tragedy struck when Tim's grandmother suddenly died of a heart attack. Or, all was well with Mr. Wong's business during the 1980s until tragedy struck in 1989. Remember, the use of tragedy struck is often found in formal and or written situations. If you're writing about terrible things that suddenly happened, give this phrase a try. That's it for now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off from Washington, D.C. See you!
Thank you, Liz. Tragedy struck. Abraham Lincoln, he was watching a play, but he got shot. Someone shot him with a gun, and he died the following day.
Yes, it was a very sad time for America. This was the man who had helped the nation so much, and he was killed by someone else. But he is remembered as a strong man who held America together.
That phrase, held America together, is one of our word bank words. And that's a phrase that simply means he kept the country united. He kept the North united with the South. The Northern states and the Southern states almost became two separate countries. He held the country together during the Civil War.
So we learn from Abraham Lincoln that, you know, even if you grow up in a poor family, if you work hard, then you can succeed.
That shows me that you can also do anything no matter what your life has been like. Let's take a break now and go to the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room. Doris is back for a chat today. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. So, what did you learn about Abraham Lincoln today?
You know, Doris, I never knew that Abraham Lincoln was a dictator.
A dictator? Where did you get that idea?
Here in our lesson. It says, Abraham Lincoln is remembered as a strong man. Isn't a strong man a dictator?
Oh, be careful, Ken. Strong man, two words, and strong man, one word, have very different meanings. If we talk about a strong man, one word, we're referring to a powerful, influential political figure who uses force to control a country. For example, when Fidel Castro was president of Cuba, he was a strong man in Cuban politics.
Oh, I get it. Well, I see that our lesson uses strong man, two words, So that has a different meaning.
Right.
Wait, don't tell me. Abraham Lincoln was a bodybuilder. I wonder how much weight he could lift.
Ken, that's one meaning of a strong man. But I'm afraid that's not who Abraham Lincoln was. Here we're saying that Lincoln was emotionally strong. We might say he was strong-willed or strong-minded. I don't think Lincoln was physically very strong, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I see. 注意 strongman 这个字当作一个单字或分成两个字，意思是完全不同的。当作一个单字 strongman 指的是一个政治强人、铁腕人物，也就是一个 dictator 独裁者。古巴的 Fidel Castro 卡斯楚就是一个典型的 strong man。 分成两个字 strong man 指的是一个强壮的人，有可能是身体上的强壮或者是情感毅力上的强壮。若是要形容 毅力坚强的人，我们可以用 strong willed 或是 strong minded 这个形容词。
And now here's someone with a strong will for teaching, Michelle.Who will give us today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 educate 这个动词。 Educate 是指教育或教导，例如 Clark is a nice, decent young man. His parents educated him well. Clark 是位温和又正直的年轻人，他的父母亲把他教得很好。或者是 Darlene was educated in France.So she doesn't speak English very fluently. Darlene 在法国受教育的，所以英语不是说得很流利。接下来我们看 slave 这个名词。Slave 是指奴隶。例如 This horrible warden treated the prisoners like slaves. 这个可怕的典狱长对待囚犯好像奴隶一样的看待。Slave 也指被某个对象控制的人。例如 A slave to fashion 是指被时尚流行所控制的人。或者是 a slave to habit, 习惯的奴隶。和那相关的另外一个名词是 slavery, S-L-A-V-E-R-Y, 意思是指奴隶的制度。例如 people fought to abolish slavery, 人们为了废除奴隶制度而奋斗。最后我们看的是 hold together, 这个动词片语。hold together 是指使某个事物不至于散开，开始团结一致。例如Mom was the one who held our family together during the crisis. 在危机中是妈妈维系住我们整个家。或者是 We need a strong leader to hold our company together when we face challenges. 当我们面对挑战的时候，需要一个刚强的领袖，使整个公司可以团结一致。And time really flies. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Abraham Lincoln. Meet one of America's greatest presidents. 200 years ago today, Abraham Lincoln, one of America's greatest presidents, was born. As America's 16th president, he guided the United States through a very difficult period in history. Born in a one-room cabin, Abraham Lincoln grew up poor,and worked on the family farm. Lincoln went to school less than 1 year, but he loved to read and educated himself. Law and government interested him, and he became a powerful debater. His debates made him popular and led to his election as president in 1860. During his presidency, America's Civil War began.He worked very hard to keep the U.S. together as one nation during that time. He also ended slavery, freeing millions of slaves. But on April 14, 1865, tragedy struck when Abraham Lincoln was shot while watching a play. He died the following day. Abraham Lincoln is remembered as a strong man who held America together.And his humble beginnings continue to show people that anything is possible for those who work hard.
Okay, everyone, the study of Lincoln's life certainly reminds us that indeed anything is possible if we work hard. Before we leave, I'd like to call your attention to some quotes by Abraham Lincoln. You can find them there on the very top of page 23. I'm sure you'll find each quote thought-provoking and inspiring. Friends, please join us tomorrow as we begin a two-day lesson on Valentine's Day. Until then, bye-bye, everyone.